Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. This has been a beautiful day. Although it's a cold weather day in Houston, Texas, we still are to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to the program, another day, another week, another program's past, and another program moving forward. For this is God's program, Mission from the Heart, and we want to continue to just do with what we are called to do to glorify God the Almighty. We are to extend the hand of His love to those who may not know Him in the pardoning of their sins, that we are to love on them as our neighbor, for they are our neighbor. And I just want to continue to encourage you to listen to the program and be blessed by the program and let others know in your circle, in your community, about this program, Mission from the Heart Radio, because we hold true to what God calls us to do. And that is expose His word, expound and explain His word, and extend the gospel of Jesus Christ to someone that may not know Him. So thank you for listening to this program and being a part of this program. And we pray for you as you pray for us. Again, this is Carnita Smith, and I'm going to bring you the lesson for today. And if you don't know, now you know. The title of this lesson today is, What Have You Done For Me Lately? That's the question. What have you done for me lately? Now, you know, some of us may look at this question or this title and think of ourselves, but I'm here to tell you concerning the title of this lesson, it's not about you. It's about our Father, God, Jesus Christ. How you serve determines who you belong to. Think about that. The question to us is, what have you done for me? And that's capital M-E, lately. So many serve with the wrong motive at heart, such as, what's in it for me, or what can I gain from this? Talking about serving. If you focus on the me and I, it reveals self-centered attitude. Yeah, I said goat. And not a servant's heart. Jesus, the perfecter or the perfect lamb, came not to be served, but to serve, and that is what he exemplified in his ministry. He set the example for us to serve. At least, the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25, and that's verse 40. So remember, it's not who you serve, it's how you serve. So I want to help you see from that perspective who you serve, it's how you serve. So if you would walk with me, I hope you have your tablets, your phone, your Bible, and look at Matthew chapter 25. So if you would walk there with me, and we could look at this question, what have you done for me lately? And this question is for us. Not from a goat attitude, and that would make sense as we walk through these passages or these verses in chapter 25 of Matthew. So let's look at this book of Matthew, And let's look at chapter 25, and we're going to start at verse 31, and we're going to work our way down to verse 46. So let's look at this in detail. And I'm going to read this from the King James translation. And I just like to have several different translations to kind of help deepen my understanding. And I encourage you to do the same. Have several different translations and your commentaries in front of you to help you further your understanding and deepen your understanding as to what the Holy Spirit wants you to understand from His Word. So let's look at verse 31, and I'm going to read it in the King James translation. And it says, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats." You understand why I use the word goat, self-centered attitude. So make a note there or circle that and better understand for you when we work through the rest of the passage. Verse 33, "And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, In as much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Some translations may have me capitalized. Verse 41, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life, or into life eternal. Amen. So this is Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. Now, I read this passage with emphasis on certain words, and those words mean a lot to me, but have a deeper meaning in this passage concerning the final judgment. Now, I want to look at this passage from this light and teaching, because the title is What Have You Done For Me Lately? And it all works together for our good. And so I want to walk down each verse and look at some key points or some nuggets that popped out to me that the Holy Spirit revealed. And I hope it blesses you, because it certainly blessed me. So as we look at verse 32, but our focus is verse 40. But as we look at verse 32, it talks about the sheep from the goats. And it says, and before he shall be gathered all nations, all people, and he shall separate them one from another. Separating them as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goat. Now, and he in verse 33, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left hand. Now, as I introed the lesson, I indicated if you focus on the me and I, concerning the question, what have you done for me lately? And we have a motive of what can I get out of this? What is in it for me? If you notice, it said for me, and what can I gain from this? It reveals a goat-centered attitude and not a servant's heart. So we refocus the emphasis on ourselves from the goat's mindset, but from a sheep's mindset, and Jesus, of course, is the shepherd, then our focus is always on him. And this is the principle, that the sheep know his voice. The sheep know his voice, according to John chapter 10, verse 26 through 28. Listen to what it says. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. Talking about those goats. As I said unto you, may my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man, or snatch, whichever your translation is, them out of my hand. Now that's a good word. And that is promising to the sheep. But it says, I know them and they follow me. That's John 10, verse 26 through 28, talking about the sheep. And he even indicated, but ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep. Talking about the goat, self-centered goat. Listen to what Psalms 95, verse 7 says to us. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice. Again, the sheep of his hand, according to Psalms 95, 7, verse 7, and it says, if you will hear his voice. And Psalms 103 is another wonderful verse that solidifies this concerning the sheep. You know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So it goes back to verse 34 in Matthew 25. I'm sorry, 33. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left hand. Something about that right hand. And the right hand means a place of honor. A place of honor, according to Psalms 45, verse 9. So if you're taking notes, please make sure that you grasp these verses and these passages, because they will help you better and deepen your understanding concerning his love, his grace. And according to 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 19, indicates that the right hand is a place of honor. Verse 34, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, be blessed, ye blessed of my Father. Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you and me from the foundation of the world. The sheep now. This is concerning the sheep. He hasn't addressed, and he will, as we read in the passage. But the king say unto them on his right hand, a place of honor, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom already prepared for foundation of the world. Come unto him is the call for us to come. 35, for I was a hungered, and ye gave. Now, what I like about verses 35, 36, and 37, they say, or 35 and 36, it indicates how they gave. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Action. You gave, you clothed, you visited, you came. And then the beauty of this is what he says in verse 37. Then shall the righteous, that's the sheep, the saved, the believers, in Christ Jesus answered him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And my focus verse is verse 40. And the king shall answer us and say to us, verily I say unto you, put your name in there. Verily I say unto you, Carnita, in as much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Question is asked, what have you done for me lately? This is what the King, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, is asking you, and he's asking me, what have you done for me lately? And if you have to think about that with deep thought, fall on your knees and cry out to a God that loves you in spite of what you have not done, what you could have done, what you should have done, what you will do when you rise up off your knees and glorify him and give him the praise. What have you done for him, H, capital H-I-M, lately? I want to share this testimony of mine. And this is what brought me to this passage, because I had a little bit of a struggle. But recently, the Lord called my mother home to be with him, and she ran to his arms. And it needs some time to understand why he used me to be a service to my mother. And she was 86 years old of life, and she was a loving mother, and I could not understand why he allowed her to have one daughter and three boys. And it struggled in my mind from some time, as when I was going through the caring of my mother, I became her caretaker. Spirit revealed to me, as I was caring for my bedridden mother in my home, and it came to my heart, as the Holy Spirit revealed, he said that this is the purpose I gave her a daughter, so that she would be the one to care for her in the way that I would care for her. So it goes back to verses 35 and 36. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. And though that made me really better understand and deeper understand the love of God when we serve with a servant's heart, it's not always easy, and it can be hard, but this hard is worth it. And the reason why I say it's worth it, because it honors our Father. Jesus solidified that in verse 40. And the king shall answer. Oh my goodness, when he answers you and says, well done, my good and faithful servant. As you persevere, as you learn to be the very character of God, shaping and molding the fruit of the Spirit, that love, that joy, that peace, even patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentle spirit, and a self-controlled spirit. Sometimes my mother would try me at times, being herself, and I had to humble myself before God and before her. I'm not going to say it was easy. It was hard, but it was worth it. Because verse 40 in this chapter expressed to me, and I pray that it expresses to you, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you. And remember, I said, put your name in that place where it says, verily I say unto you, Carnita, in as much as ye have done unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. So as I cared for my mother during her time of aging, and I would prepare herself, her soul, and God used me to minister to her soul, prepare her body, taking care of it, I was doing that unto him. He asked us the question, what have you done for him lately? And that really helped me understand why he connected so many things in my life concerning why I was the only daughter. You may be asking some questions in your life concerning why, and you want answers, and he is the answer. In the midst of your why, just give, as he said, to the hungry. Give drink to the thirsty. Open your home to someone that needs refuge. And clothe those that may not have, because you have an abundance. And visit the sick. Tend to the sick, such as I had to do with my mother. And visit somebody who may be incarcerated or who may be somewhere in a place that they have no choice but to be, a nursing home or a halfway house. Ever the Holy Spirit leads you to do. The Lord said, in as much as you have, ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren. You have done it unto me. Now, he asked Peter three times in John 21, verse 15 through 17. He told Peter, feed my lamb. And then he asked him a second time to tend my sheep. And then the third time Jesus asked Peter, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, and feed my sheep. That is us. That is the call that we are to do as believers in Christ Jesus. And when you're asking why, just feed. Walk where he leads, and eat where he feeds. that will make sense. As you move the focus off of yourself, don't be a goat with a self-centered attitude, but be a sheep that has a servant's heart. And as we look at the goats in this passage, it lets us know, according to the passage, what's going to happen to the goats. We know that the sheep have plenty. The sheep are provided for by the great shepherd. The sheep were prepared for. We have an inheritance. We're at a place of honor on his right hand. The sheep. Now, are you a sheep or a goat? Let's look at the passage concerning the goat. Let's start and pick up at 41. And I'm going to reread this. 41 says, then shall he say also, he said it to the sheep. Now he's addressing the goat. Then shall he say also unto them, on the left hand, depart. I don't like that word, depart. Depart from me, ye cursed, into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, verse 34, come. But verse 41 says, depart. Basically, if we just put it in layman's terms, go to hell, is what he's saying. Go to hell. We know that eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels, we know that to be hell. And the reason why the goats are going to go to hell if they choose, it's because of what it says in 42. For I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. And ye clothed me not. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then they shall answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? And he says it this way in 45. Then shall he answer them, talking about the goats, verily I say unto you, in as much as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And he states very clearly in verse 46, very clearly, and these shall go away, meaning depart, go away into everlasting punishment. As I said, in layman's terms, go to hell. But the righteous, talking about the sheep, into life eternal. And when we serve with a heart of a servant, we are serving God himself. He looks at that as an honor, as a sweet aroma to his nostrils. And when we can take the focus off of ourselves, if I could, if I would, could, should, he says in verses 35 and 36, you gave, you took me in, you clothed, you visited, came to the least of these. You have done it unto me. Now, I want us to look at what it takes for us to do it unto him. And of course, the it is you gave. You gave. Ye took. You clothed. You visited. You came. These types of character traits require hospitality, love, tunity, honor, humility. These are characteristics that are required to persevere, which shapes your character, which honors God. With that type of character, you can love your neighbor with ease. You can love your enemies, ease. Now, it's not easy, but it's worth it. Because I would not want him to tell me to depart from me. I want him to tell me, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you, Carnita, for you who's listening. This kingdom that's not built by man's hands. This life eternal that is spoken about in Revelation. You can read about this kingdom. And most of you should know about this kingdom. But for the one who does not, there comes a time and a need that we must pray and serve those who know him not. So let me, before I go into prayer for salvation, I want us to look at how the scriptures solidify these character traits that are needed. Let's look in James chapter 1. Verse 22. And this is familiar verse in James 1, verse 22. And it reads this way. And if you flip with me to that verse, do not merely listen to the word, or so deceive yourselves, do what it says. And the word tells us to believe. The word tells us to work while it is day. The word tells us that the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. According to Luke 10, verse 2. So we have to pray one for another because of the great work of the harvest. The word tells us to do what it says. We have a duty to do what it says. We were walking through Hebrews 101, and on the last teaching track of that particular series, Hebrews 101, Better Life, my co-host, Pastor Crow, mentioned a social duty for us to have sympathy and compassion toward others. These are some characteristics of our God who we serve. He has compassion on our soul. He is sympathetic to our pain, our struggle. Let's look at James chapter 2, verse 8, and see what it says concerning love. James 2, verse 8, and for you note takers, please take note of these verses. They are so rich. James 2, verse 8, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right, according to the NIV translation. This is what we are called to do. Love your neighbor as yourself. We can look at James chapter 5, and we can look at verse 11. So if you would flip over a couple of chapters to James 5, verse 11. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Compassion and mercy. That's 5:11 of the book of James. And let's go over to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And it reads this way. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So that's comforting, and that is a blessed assurance that what God started in me, it will be carried to completion. And the day came when my work came to full completion concerning my mother and her care. That was an honor for me, as well as the Lord, as well as my mother. Full completion, according to Philippians 1 and 6. So let's look at Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Look at verse 3 and 4. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4 read this way. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, character, and character, hope. There we go. Glory in our suffering. Caring for an aging parent in your home is not easy, and it can be mentally, physically, and emotionally draining in all ways, in every way. It can even be hurting in your heart to you in so many different ways when you care for an aging parent in your home. But according to Romans 5, 3, it encourages me, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. If it doesn't encourage you, then you need to drop to your knees and cry out to God. that he will reveal to you the work that he has for you to do. A servant's heart is worth having. It honors God. It honors God because of the verse 34. Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Choice. It's a choice to be a sheep or a goat. Now, we looked at these verses to show character concerning the believers, concerning when he was hungry or those who are hungry. We are to give them something to eat. To those who are thirsty, give them something to drink. To a stranger, take them in. If they are naked, clothe them. Sick, visit them. Or in prison, come to them. That takes effort on our part. When we do it unto one of the least of these, ye have done it unto the Lord. And that, again, is just encouraging to me to know that when I served my mother, I served the Lord. And I pray and hope that you are serving in a capacity, the right heart, the right motive, that you will be honoring God and be in a place of honor, which is on his right hand. And not be on the left hand, which indicated in verse 41, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, which we know this place, according to verse 41, was prepared for the devil and his angels. You didn't feed me, he says in verse 42. I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything to drink. I was a stranger, you didn't take me in. I was naked, you didn't even clothe me. I was in prison, and you visited me not. When were we supposed to do this? According to the goats in verse 44. And in verse 45, he said, in as much as ye did it not to the one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. Don't miss the mark. Every opportunity is an opportunity to serve, to give, to clothe, to provide, to visit. And it's not easy. He never promised it to be easy, but it's worth it. It's worth your eternity. It's worth your position or place of honor on his right hand. It is worth it. And I want to take this opportunity to pray for someone who may be struggling with a situation right now on how to serve or in their serving and how hard or painful it might be. I encourage you to persevere. I encourage you to keep striving. I encourage you to keep your mind and eyes set toward Jesus. He is your all in all. He's your great shepherd. He provides for every sheep, and he knows who we are, and he knows our situation. We have to learn how to hear his voice. So allow the Holy Spirit to prepare your soul to hear his voice when he calls. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't put the fire out that burns inside you. Don't let it burn down or die out. Submerge yourself in service. I like the way that Pastor Crowe put this particular quote. I don't know if it's his or if it's one that he heard, but I'm going to charge it to being his. And it really made me appreciate my salvation. And he said it this way: we don't work for our salvation. We work because we have salvation. And according to James, he indicated faith without works is dead. And according to Luke 10, verse 2, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. So the sheep have great work before us, but it's worth it. It may be painful, but it's worth it. It may be hard, but it's worth it. You may cry sometimes, but it's worth it. You may not want to at times, but it's worth persevering, that it would shape your character for a greater work that he has called each one of the sheep to do. So we don't want to be a goat with self-centeredness. What has he done that I can gain from this? What can I get out of serving? That's the wrong attitude. I call that a goat self-centered attitude. And according to the verses, in verse 41 through 46, it lets us know what the end result's going to be for those goats. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that someone would fall on their knees that may be listening to this program and cry out to the Lord with hands outstretched, heart humbled, head hung down in reverence to Yahweh God. And let God know from the confession of their mouth that you are a sinner. So brothers and sisters, if you could pray with me right now and help somebody, intercede for someone that may not know Jesus Christ, who wants to become a sheep and no longer walk on that side of being labeled a goat. So let's pray right now for someone who may not know him intimately and personally. Father God, we come to you with humble hearts and bowed heads. For those who may not know you that are listening to this program, that they confess that they are a sinner, that they would stretch out their hands and humble their hearts and confess to you that they want to be saved, that they want to be a child of God. Hear their heart, O Lord. Transform them. Draw them into you, that they will become one of yours. You know us. And, Lord, that they would seek you and you alone, that they would believe by faith that you are their Savior, that they would receive by faith the Holy Spirit will set up residence and be the throne of their heart, Lord God, that they would seek your love, because you first love them. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name, that they surrender it all to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I hope you've prayed with me concerning salvation for somebody that's listening via the internet or live online, that somebody would just lay down every heavy weight and cry out to Jesus that he is their Savior, that they will have eternal life and have it in an abundance. Remember, according to verse 41, according to verse 40, when we do to the least of these, you have done it unto me. He says, come, receive your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you. So I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. You can listen to these programs over and over and over again. You can share these programs with someone that God has laid on your heart to share it with and be a blessing to them as it has blessed you. And I pray and hope that you continue to listen to this program and support this program, and not only this one, but others, your local church, and other programs that are feeding your soul, that are helping you to grow in grace. And as we know, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. So pray one for another, that we would be encouraged, motivated, and led by the Holy Spirit to work and serve, that we will receive our inheritance as promised to us, according to the scripture in Matthew 25 and verses 31 through 46. I thank you for listening to Mission from the Heart Radio. We will have a wonderful program on next Thursday with Minister Lakeisha Richmond concerning everything you need. And she will bring a wonderful teaching lesson concerning everything you need. And you must tune in on next Thursday and come and understand that everything you need is here at Mission from the Heart Radio. So always remember that the grass withereth and the flowers fadeth away, but the Word of God will remain forever and ever. I thank you, and God bless you. And let us know how this ministry is helping you grow or feeding your soul. Send us an email on the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/heart-to-heart-MFTH. And that's heart, the number two, heart, MFTH. And send us an email. There's a link there that says you can email us and let Pastor Crow know how you've either received salvation or liked the lessons that we are bringing to you, because it helps us, and we want to be continue a blessing to you in Mission from the Heart Radio. Thank you again so much, and remember that Mission from the Heart is here to expose, expound, and extend the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you, and be blessed. Good night.